I also second Kelly's observation of the encounter with Mr. Roop Singhji. He was truly a gentleman, and even though his English and our Hindi was, his English was not as good, and our Hindi is obviously basically non-existent, we were able to communicate, and his love and pride of the Bada Mahal was very apparent. I also very much enjoyed the boat ride that Kelly and I took in this Chikara when we were in Udaipur. That's a nice memory I'm going to keep while I'm here. And as we're coming into that to Delhi, I'm smelling that delicious air, which is so thick you could practically cut it. But Mumbai is worse, I'm told. Anyway, it was an incredible experience. It's true what they say, that India is a land of contrasts. It can be dirty, it can be smelly. There's trash that mingles with garlands of marigolds outside of a temple and a river. You can see people using the toilet in their front yard in front of full view of people. But you also see people who are generally warm-hearted, who offer you a sympathetic glance, who go out of their way to try to help you when you're having a problem, and they aren't looking for the extra rupees. They do it because they have a good heart. And so I say Namaste, India, and I hope I will return, and if I do, it will be the unscripted version.